在圣餐里，我们一起同领，一起来领受主耶稣的身体跟主耶稣的宝血。
During the Holy Communion, we partake together the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这是一项啊属灵的奥秘。
This is a spiritual mystery.
啊，所以我们啊凭着信心，用我们的信心来领受。
So we participate and receive according to our faith.
啊，因为这是在领受生命。
Because this is to receive his life.
啊，因为这个跟我们将来的复活有关系。
This relates to our eternal life in the future.
啊，因为主耶稣他很清楚的来告诉门徒说，啊，我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
The Lord Jesus told his disciple clearly that my flesh is food indeed, and my blood drink indeed.
啊，主耶稣告诉门徒说，领受的人就有生命在他们里头。
Jesus said, he who partakes of this will have life in him.
主耶稣告诉他们说，啊，在末日要叫你们复活。
Because in the last day it will give you life.
那领圣餐的同时，哦，我们也一起来，啊，纪念主耶稣。
During the Holy Communion, we also take this time to remember our Lord.
啊，主要来纪念，啊，主耶稣他的爱，他为我们在十字架上来牺牲。
To remember our Lord Jesus' love and how He died for us on the cross.
啊，我们同时也在提醒我们自己，我们要常常来宣传，来表明主耶稣为世人的牺牲。
It is also to remind us that we should always witness and proclaim to the world how the Lord Jesus sacrificed His life for us.
啊，在纪念主耶稣的死当中，啊，我们一方面也是要提醒我们自己。我们要来效法主耶稣。
On the one hand, while we remember his death, on the other hand, we should remind ourselves to imitate our Lord.
啊，我们效法主耶稣的圣洁，我们效法主耶稣的爱。
To imitate his holiness and his love.
在主耶稣被抓、被钉十字架的过程当中，不断的在表明的就是主耶稣的圣洁、主耶稣的爱。
During the process of his arrest and his capture and his death, he continued to exhibit his holiness and his love.
好，我们今天早上一起来学习当中的一段。
This morning we'd like to study a section of his passion.
我们请看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章三十三节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 33。
念一节，你念一节啊。三十三节，到了一个地方，名叫独楼地，就在那里，把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
Verse 33, and when they had come to a place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals one on the right hand and one on the other on the left.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁捻揪问他的衣服。
Verse 34, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garment and cast lots.
百姓站在那里观看，官府也耻笑他说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
And the people stood looking on,But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God.
兵丁也戏笑他，上前拿醋送给他喝。
The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine.
说你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。
And saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
在耶稣椅上有一个牌子，写着这是犹太人的王。
An inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews.
那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一个受刑的，还不怕神吗？
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing that you are under the same condemnation?
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And we did we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
就说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
耶稣对他说，我实实在在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
那时约有午正，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处。
Now it was about the sixth hours, and there is darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour.
这罗马兵丁把主耶稣带到了这个钉十字架的地方。
The Roman soldiers brought Jesus to the place of the crucifixion.
他们就照着他们处理犯人的方式，将主耶稣钉在十字架上，然后挂起来。
And according to what they do to criminals, they nail Jesus on the cross and hang him.
主耶稣已经经过了好几个小时的这个被审问，被折磨。
This is after many hours of interrogation and abuse.
现在要又受这个最大的痛苦。
And now Jesus must suffer this greatest agony.
那圣经所记载着，当十字架立起来的时候。
The Bible says when they finally erected the cross,
在受苦当中的主耶稣，他却呼求天上的父说赦免他们。
During his greatest suffering, Jesus prayed to the God in heaven to forgive those who crucified him.
这是主耶稣他的圣洁，他的爱的一个表明。
This is an example of his holiness and his love.
在他里头没有仇恨。
In him, there is no hatred.
在他里头只有怜悯，只有爱。
In him, there is only mercy and love.
所以对周遭的这些人，他没有咒诅，他只有求天父的赦免。
He did not curse the people around him. Instead, he only asked the Father to forgive them.
主耶稣说，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Jesus said, for they do not know what they do.
真的，这些人他们做的一些做的事情是无知的。
Yes, indeed, these people acted out of their ignorance.
这犹太人的领袖他们以为他们做了一件对自己有益处、对犹太人有益处的事情。
The leaders of the Jews thought that they have done something benefiting themselves and the entire Jewish people.
他们以为说这样子他们就能够保护自己的安全。保护犹太人的安全。
They assumed that by crucifying Jesus, they could bring protection to themselves and to the Jews.
我们请参考约翰福音十一章。
Let's refer to John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章四十八节。
Verse 48.
若这样由他由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。
Verse 48 says, "If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation."
祭司长、法利赛人，他们看到越来越多的人跟随着主耶稣。
The chief priests and the Pharisees observed that more and more people began to follow Jesus.
他们觉得说这可能会引起罗马人的这种这个怀疑。
They feel that this would arouse some suspicion from the Romans.
可能罗马人会出兵来干涉这样的事情。
And perhaps the Romans would even send soldiers to intervene.
没有人希望有这些战争动乱的事情。
Nobody wished for wars and for wars.
他们以为主耶稣是要带领。来对罗马的这种背叛。
They thought that Jesus was leading a rebellion against the Romans.
四十九节。
Verse 49.
内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司。他对他们说，你们不知道什么。
Verse 49 says, one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest of that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all."
那当中就有一个大祭司该亚华啊，他就提出了要提出意见。
So the high priest Caiaphas decided to offer his opinion.
啊，五十节
，verse 15，
独不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，啊，就是你们的益处。
Nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not the whole nation should perish.
他想说，如果将主耶稣杀掉
，this person assumes that by killing Jesus,
那么这个跟随主耶稣的这个团体啊，就会解散。
Then the group that follows Jesus will be dispersed.
那就不会引起罗马人的这种怀疑。
Then the Romans will no longer be suspicious.
那就不会有罗马人来干涉。他们的啊，他们的社会，他们的这犹太人的社会，犹太人的生活。
And then the Romans would not come and disturb the Jewish culture or the Jewish lives.
所以他说这是我们大家共同的利益。
He said that this is a benefit for us all.
所以他们认为一定要想办法来处死主耶稣。
That is why they try all means to kill Jesus.
犹太人啊，判耶稣死刑。
The Jews sentenced Jesus to death.
但是要经过这个罗马的官员、罗马刑府的认可。
But it must be validated by the Roman officials.
这个刑府他也查不出来主耶稣有什么该死的啊的这种啊这个错误。
And the governor could not find anything wrong in Jesus that's worthy of death.
所以事实上他是想要放了主耶稣。
In fact, he wanted to release Jesus.
但是因为群众的声音很大。
But the voice of the crowd was great.
对一个犹太人来讲，一个所谓一个他们所送来的主耶稣，他并不很在意。
In his mind, what Jesus is worth isn't much.
所以既然他们说要把这个人处死，声音那么大，就准了吧。
If their own people wanted to kill this person, then go right on ahead.
免得反而造这个有这个暴动或者乱的事情。
He really didn't want an outbreak of violence.
这个不是属于自己的事情，大家通常也都不太愿意管。
Most people don't really want to get involved in matters that does not pertain themselves.
尤其是一个又是一个犹太人。
Especially this is a case of the Jews against another Jew.
有时候人是这么的不尊重其他人的生命。
It is true that sometimes we neglect other people's life.
所以这个罗马的刑府啊，他也真的是很无知。
So this Roman administrator really is very useless.
那当然执行命令的这些罗马兵丁啊，他们只是照上面给他们的吩咐，他们就照做了。
He was very ignorant, and then the Roman soldiers simply executed the command they received.
主耶稣在十字架上为他们祈求，求天父赦免他们。
But yet Jesus, while on the cross, prayed for them and asked the Father to forgive them.
在那一天，在这个独楼地就立起了三根的十字架。
On that day, on the Calvary, three crosses were erected.
中间一个是主耶稣，两旁是两个强盗。
Jesus was in the center, and two criminals, one on each side of him.
我们刚才读了那一段经文啊，告诉我们这三个人的情形。
The passage we just read tells us a little bit more about these three people.
其中有一个，他认为他是应该受这样的刑罚。
One of the criminals feel that his sentence was deserving.
因为他实在是带给社会很多的破坏。
Because he has done the society much wrong.
所以他是为了他的过患，为了罪而死。
He was dying for his own mistakes.
另外一个是死在罪中。
The other was dying in his own wrongs and sins.
在他这个要死之前呢，他还不能够认罪。
Even at the brink of his own death, he was still not willing to admit his wrong.
所以他是死在罪里头。
So he was dying in his own sin.
另外一个他是向着罪死。
The other was dying facing sin.
就是主耶稣。
And that is Jesus.
他背负了我们 世人的罪。
He has taken the sin of the world upon his own shoulders.
他的死是像罪死。
He died for sin.
To sin.、
哦、
就是这也是带给我们一个极大的恩典。
This indeed is a wonderful grace upon us.
今天我们都归入主耶稣的死。
Today we could all die with him.
当我们受洗的时候，我们是归入主耶稣的死。
When we're baptized, we die with him.
就是我们对罪死。
That is, we die to sin.
罪不能够再捆绑我们。
Sin has no longer has any power over us.
罪不能够再对我们来造成影响。
Sin can no longer affect us.
我们对罪来讲，我们是死了。
To sin, we have already died.
对这些不好的、没有意义的活动，我们是死了。
To those activities that are meaningless, that are harmful, we die. We have already died.
我们向罪死了。
We have died to sin.
所以罪对我们也没有兴趣。
Sin has does not have any more interest in us either.
就好像在生活当中很多人知道有哪些活动不用邀请我们。
Just like some of our friends would never invite us to certain types of activities.
因为那些活动对我们是没有意义的，是不会有造就的。
Those activities does not benefit us at all.
所以这些活动我们对他们来讲是死的。
To these activities, we have already died.
所以他们对我们不会有兴趣。
And they will not be interested in us either.
所以我们的朋友通常他不会来邀请我们去参与那些活动。
So our friends would not, would usually not invite us to participate in those type of activities.
那两个强盗他们是真的是生活当中充满着过患。
But these two criminals were filled with sins in their life.
从人来看他们真的是有罪的人。
In the eyes of men, they are criminals.
那主耶稣他却是一个完全无辜的人。
Jesus, on the other hand, was a complete sinless person.
那是罗马的刑罚他自己所做的见证。
This was the witness of the Roman governor.
这两个强盗他们曾经危害社会。
These two robbers, on the other hand, had done wrong against the society.
而主耶稣是为了众人的罪而来死。
Jesus, on the other hand, died for the sin of all.
这两个强盗他们是处在相同的这种情况里头。
These two robbers deserve their punishment.
那第一个人，第一个强盗他跟十字架底下的很多人一样来讥笑主耶稣。
The first robber, just like the others beneath the cross, he mocked Jesus.
他们这很多人在讽刺着主耶稣说：“你不是可以救人吗？你为什么不能救自己？”
They ridiculed Jesus and said, "Well, if you could save others, why not save yourself now?"
你如果从十字架上下来，我们就相信你。
If you could free yourself from the cross and come down now, we will believe you.
这不但是一个讥笑这是一个很大的侮辱。
Not only was this mocking him, this was a humiliation.
是的，主耶稣他是可以从十字架上下来。
Yes, Jesus could free himself from the cross.
但是他不要这么做。
But he did not want to do so.
他必须要忍着。
Because he must endure.
他必须要顺服天父的旨意，一直到底。
He must submit to the will of the Father in heaven until the very end.
但是另外一个强盗，他并没有跟着大家来讥笑主耶稣。
But the second robber did not follow the crowd to mock at Jesus.
在那个最后的时刻里头
，In his final hours,
他有一个很好很重要的自己的反省。
He had a very important and very good self-examination.
他有一个很重要的一个观察。
He made a very good observation.
他明白了一个很不容易做，但是每一个人都应该去做的一个事实。
He understood something that everybody should be doing, but yet not a whole lot of people do.
对他来讲，或许还是比较容易做。
To him, it may still be easy to do.
因为他本来就是一个生活充满着过患错误的人。
Because he realized that his own life was filled with wrong and sins.
他必须在众人面前，在主耶稣面前来承认他是一个罪人。
He must admit before all and before Jesus that he was a sinner.
但是事实上，每一个人都必须这样子。在主耶稣面前来承认。
But the fact of the matter is, each and every person must admit their own sins before Jesus.
这是一个对一般人来讲不容易接受的一个属灵的事实。
This is a spiritual truth that is not easily accepted by most people.
因为一般的人的生活不会像这一个强盗。
Because most people do not live so sinfully as this criminal.
一般的人来讲不是那么的好但是呢，也不是坏人。
In general, people are not so good, but they're also not so bad as this person.
但是这个强盗他明白了这个很重要的事实。
But this criminal realized this very important truth.
无论是谁在神的面前，都亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have fallen short of the glory of God.
请看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章二十三节
，verse 23 Romans chapter 3 verse 23
二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们每一个人生来就亏欠了神的荣耀。
From the time of our birth, we have fallen short of God's glory.
在人的生活当中对每一个人有不同的。不同的这种定义不分成许许多多不同的人
We find people of different walks in life
但是在神的面前呢，每一个人都是一样的
But in the eyes of God, all men are just alike
在人的社会里头有的是市长有的是市长办公室里头的清洁工
In our society, we have people who are mayors and those who are janitors in the mayor's office, for example.
在社会上有很出名的人，有些只是马路上经过的很平凡的人。
In this world, there are very famous people, and there are also people who are never ever known by someone else.
在医院里头有看病的医生，有被看的患者。
In the hospital, there are doctors who take care of the sick, and there are sick people who visit the hospital.
在人的生活当中绝大部分的人是有所不同的。
In our life, we find people of different traits and personalities and backgrounds.
可能是不同的种族。
Perhaps different ethnicity.
不同的职业。
Different occupation.
接受不同的教育。
They receive different education.
但是在神的面前大家都是一样的都是亏欠了神的荣耀
But in the eyes of God, before God, all are the same and they have all fallen short of God's glory
这个强盗他发现他是一个在神面前他是一个失落的人
This robber crucified next to Jesus realized this fact that in God's presence, he is one fallen short of God's glory
在人的生活里头他是一个失落的人但是更可怕的是他在神面前他是一个失落的人
He was lost in man's society but even more dreadfully he was lost before God's presence
今天我们也要常常提醒自己我本来其实只是一个失落的人
Today we all need to remind ourselves that we were lost once in our life
主耶稣对我们每一个人来讲是太重要了
Jesus is too important to each one of our lives.
我们都很想得着很多的东西。
We all want to receive and obtain a lot.
我们一个基督徒，我们知道更重要的，我们是要拥有主耶稣。
As a Christian, we know even more importantly, we need to attain Jesus in our life.
没有拥有主耶稣，其他的一切最后对我们来讲是没有意义的。
Apart from Jesus, everything else in life really doesn't benefit as much.
这个强盗。他在那一个时刻里头，他明白了， 他需要拥有主耶稣。
This robber at that very moment realizes important lesson, that is, he needs Jesus.
那我们也看到了，他真的也拥有了主耶稣。
And we see that indeed he attained Jesus.
为什么？
How and why?
因为他承认他是一个失落的人。
Because he confessed that he was a lost person.
今天我们不但在信的时候，在刚信主的时候要拥有主耶稣。
Today we must have Jesus not only at the time of our first belief.
在我们整个信仰的过程当中，我们要不断的拥有主耶稣。
But in our entire journey, we must continue to hold on to Jesus.
所以我们常常提醒自己，我本来是一个失落的人。
And that is why it's important for us to constantly remind ourselves that we were once lost.
这样我们才能够不断的去拥有主耶稣。
And that will help motivate us to continue to reach for Jesus.
因为我们才会知道自己本来是失落的，所以我们才知道我们有很大的空间需要去努力，需要去进步。
When we realize we are lost, and we will understand the gap between ourselves and Jesus, and how much effort we need, how much harder we must try.
所以我们要去认识，要去追求灵性的长进。
We must realize and continue to pursue growth in our faith.
为什么知道自己曾经失落，我们才会拥有主耶稣
？Why is it important for us to realize that we were once lost?
因为主耶稣说，因为主耶稣是罪人的朋友。
Because Jesus said that he is a friend of sinners.
所以我们要知道自己本来是一个罪人，我们才能够成为主耶稣的朋友。
If we realize that we are a sinner, then we can become Jesus' friend.
在这个独楼地，这两个强盗，他们都发出求救的宣告。
On this Calvary, both robbers cry out for help.
我们请看回路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章三十九节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 39.
同定的两个患者有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
Then one of the criminals who hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
虽然他讥笑主耶稣
，even though he's mocking Jesus，
但是他也实在很希望说主耶稣能够救自己，还有我们两个人。
But in some ways, he was also crying out for help and saying, "If Jesus really is Christ, that he would save himself and save the two of them."
这个强盗啊，他可能是本来敢当强盗啊，就是不怕死，可能就是不怕死的人。
Perhaps by being a criminal, he was not so afraid of death to begin with.
虽然很勇敢啊，但是钉十字架应该也是很痛苦。
Even though he was a brave man, but it must have been very painful to be hung on the cross.
那似乎是很不可能，但是如果可以的话，也希望能够被救。
However impossible it may seem, he still had this hope that he would be saved.
能够从十字架上被救，不用被挂在十字架上。
Somehow he wished that he doesn't have to be hung on the cross and he could be rescued.
所以这也是他的一个求救的呼喊。
This is how he cried out for help.
他希望现在能够免除这个十字架的刑罚。
He hoped that at that very moment he could be freed of the punishment on the cross.
但是他的这个求救啊，没有被成全。
But yet his outcry was not answered.
他仍然被挂在十字架上，一直到他死。
He continued to be hung on the cross until he died.
这也是我们每一个人常常做的事情。
Unfortunately, this is something that each of us often do ourselves.
不是吗？我们不是常常为了我们现在眼前的困难来求神吗？
Isn't it true that often we cry out to God for help for the difficulty that we were experiencing at the time?
主耶稣常常对求他的人说，问他说，要我为你做什么？
Jesus often asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?"
难道主耶稣他不知道吗？他要我们说出来，他才知道吗？
Doesn't Jesus already know if he's God? Why does he want us to tell him what we want?
其实这是一个很重要的提醒。
Actually, he is trying to he's asking a rhetorical question. He's trying to remind us.
啊，常常在我们祈求之前呢，我们并没有很仔细的去好好想一想。
Often before we even ask, we haven't really think about seriously what we're asking.
啊，所以也常常啊，我们并没有得着我们所求的。
And that's the reason why we do not receive what we ask.
就好像这一个强盗。
Just like this robber.
他希望主耶稣救他，主耶稣并没有救他。
He wished Jesus to save him, but Jesus did not do so.
因为他所想要的是为了眼前的困难来求。
Because what he was asking for was only a solution to his current problem.
我们再看四十节。
Let's refer to verse 40.
四十二节。
Verse 42 instead.
啊，另外一个就说。啊，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
Then the other said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
这个人也是在向主耶稣求救。
This man also cried out to Jesus for help.
啊，但是他跟第一个就所求的一样求救，但是那个程度是不一样的。
Even though just like the first criminal, he cried out for help, but what he was asking was very different.
他是求主耶稣将他从罪中救出来。
Well, he asked Jesus to save him from sin.
是的，他为了他在生活当中的过患，他来死。
Yes, indeed, he was dying, deservingly because of all the wrongs he committed.
哦，但是他已经能够脱离了这个罪的辖制跟捆绑。
But yet he realized that he can be free from the bondage of sin.
哦，他从罪当中被救。
He can be rescued from sin.
这样的祈求蒙了主耶稣的这个应允。
So Jesus responded to his outcry.
所以主耶稣对他说，今天你要跟我在乐园里。
Jesus said to him, Today you will be with me in paradise.
在我们的生活里头，我们的信仰里头，就是有这两个层面。
These are the two dimensions in our life of faith.
啊，是的，在生活当中的问题困难，我们要求神带领，求神帮助。
Yes, we could ask God's help and His guidance to help us through the difficulties and the challenges in our everyday life.
啊，但是我们也要常常提升了我们的这种眼界。
But we need to elevate from that dimension and expand our horizon.
因为我们的眼界提升到这个属灵的这个层面。
We need to elevate our spiritual vision to this next dimension, this spiritual dimension.
这样子我们才能够带来真正的悔改。
Then we could bring about true repentance.
像这个第二个强盗，他是一个真的悔改的人。
The second robber is a true a person of true repentance.
那这个悔改啊，是在一切的事情之前。
And his repentance happened before all else.
所以这个强盗啊，真的让我们也去看到人生的几个真正重要的的问题。
And this second robber show us some very important aspects of human life.
因为他的真正认罪，他得着了主耶稣。
Because of his true repentance, he attained Jesus.
因为他发现他是一个亏欠神荣耀的人。
Because he reckoned that he was a person fallen short of God's glory.
啊，所以啊，他对主耶稣的看法跟别人就不一样。
His view toward Jesus is very different from everybody else.
啊，这犹太人是认为主耶稣被钉十字架，他死了就死了。
For most of the Jews at the time, they think that Jesus' death on the cross means very little.
那所以这些曾经跟随主耶稣的人就解散，就会散掉了。
So those people who used to follow Jesus immediately dispersed.
哦，但是这个第二个强盗，他是在期望着主耶稣的复活。
But the second robber actually looks forward to Jesus' resurrection.
哦，因为他相信主耶稣会复活，所以他也期望着自己的复活。
Because he believes that Jesus will resurrect, therefore he hopes that he too may resurrect.
哦，所以他并不是看待主耶稣是一个被钉十字架的一个犯人之一。
His view of Jesus is not that Jesus was merely another criminal that was crucified.
啊，他已经承认主耶稣是他的主。
But rather, he has already professed that Jesus was his Lord.
哦，他真的已经谦卑自己来仰望主耶稣。
He has truly humbled himself to look toward Jesus.
哦，他尊主耶稣为王。
He has reckoned that Jesus is his Lord and his King.
所以从这个独楼地上，我们再一次的来看到主耶稣来到这个世界上的目的。
So on the Calvary, it also reminds us the purpose of Jesus coming to this world.
啊，他就是要来拯救世人。
Jesus came to save the world.
啊，主耶稣应许了这个第二个强盗的请求。
Jesus responded to the request of the second criminal.
啊，在人的最后的时刻，主耶稣还是能够救人。
Even at the very last moment of his life, Jesus can still save men.
啊，但是我们还是要把握现在。
But we need to also hang on to every opportunity we have today.
啊，一个人一生所做的都是罪恶，但是主耶稣还是能够救得了他。
Jesus could still save a person even though he has done wrong in his entire life.
啊，但是我们还是要把握现在，就赶快努力来过着一个灵性长进。
Even though Jesus has the power to forgive our sins at the point of our death, but we need to hold on to the opportunity today to pursue an excellence and perfection.
有人会说这个人也没有受洗，他也没有得圣灵。
Some people might question, well, this criminal was never baptized and never received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不能够用这特殊的例子来否定了那一个我们必须要领受的救恩。
This special case, cannot serve as the evidence to discount the way of salvation Jesus has planned.
我们还是要把握机会来领受主耶稣的恩典。
We still need to hang on to the opportunity to receive the grace Jesus has promised us.
这里也告诉我们将来的复活天国那是肯定的。
This passage also teaches that our resurrection in the last day is for sure.
所以从这两个强盗，我们看到了两种人性。
So from these two criminals, we learn two very different types of people.
从这两个强盗，我们也看到了两条路。
We also see two different paths.
我们应该去选择哪一条路呢？
Which path will we choose?
我们选择，而且要努力的走在这条对的道路上面。
We need to choose and resolve to walk on the right path.
好，我们一起站起来唱诗296首。
Let's all stand up and sing hymn 296.
我们唱六节。
Sing all six verses.